Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'm now going to say this very slowly and carefully. You can hear that I'm very much responsive to suggestions, not necessarily criticism. Although, who was I talking to? I think it may even have been Joan Rivers who said, you know, if you get a thousand emails and 999 of them suggested that you're eligible for sainthood at any moment, and one says that you're a complete idiot, guess the only one you believe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So somebody called up and said, she talks too fast. Which, given the reality, my grandmother, I mean, years ago, well before I was in broadcasting, I mean, I was like 15 years old or something, said, honey, you have such great diction, because if you didn't, no one would ever understand a word that you said. So I talked fast even then. And I was, you know, I was a kid from, you know, Denver via New Orleans, so what are you going to do? I don't know where it came from. I don't know. Maybe just impatience. I don't know. At any rate, I will try very hard to speak carefully and to say I'll speak slowly. I don't know. I mean, I can try. I can slow it down. I don't speak nearly as quickly as I used to. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's really helpful for people to understand something that you say occasionally. All right, so my phone number, slowly and carefully, I distract myself, is 855. That part's easy, right? 99. That's just generic. Then we get to the fun part. 37569, which is DRJOY. 37569. There you go. All right, did I do that slowly and carefully enough?
I think so.
Okay. Maybe, but when I go out and do speaking engagements, I have everybody repeat the phone number with me. Like I'm a third grade teacher. All right, today. Well, today, I mean, you saw the plane crash in the Alps, which is just really scary. And nobody knows exactly what happened. They think it was probably engine failure just because it literally dropped out of the sky. So, happened very quickly. I'm not sure how I get from that to talking about National Chocolate-Covered Raisin Day, so maybe I just won't. Interestingly enough, see, one of the interesting things to me about days in history is it gives you a broader perspective. And if you think about it, that's how to lead a life that is at least sensible. I mean, sane is a strong word for a therapist to use, but because we can quite often get caught up in the day-to-dayness of our lives, right? So that we don't have that longer perspective. And we talked yesterday about the fact that parenting is such a difficult job because it really requires a couple of things which are not inherently obvious. One is the long view as opposed to the short. Making a child obedient is a great idea if you're a parent. Making an adult obedient, not necessarily a recipe for success. Right? Making a child care enormously about you is obviously part of consciously or unconsciously what we do as parenting. But a child's independence and emotional independence may be much more important to them as a grown-up. So as parents, we have to do two things that are, again, not inherently obvious. One is to think about the long-term as opposed to the short-term. The second is to really put somebody else's welfare in front of ours. And I truly am not one of those people who think you necessarily have to do that in a love relationship. I think you need to certainly consider the other person. But if both of you are considering the other person, or both of you are considering Manny, if Manny's considering Manny and I'm considering Manny, sooner or later that's going to create some problems because nobody's considering me. So I'm a great fan of watching out for your own best interest without harming somebody else. And in a love relationship, presumably it's not only not harming someone else, but valuing someone else. But valuing them ahead of you in the long run is not going to be it's not going to be a sustainable strategy, among other things. Now, every once in a while, Manny may want to watch basketball, and I may want to watch extreme sports, and so we're going to have to compromise. But those can be gifts. Those can be favors. But as a lifestyle, if Manny's considering what Manny wants and I'm considering what Manny wants, who's going to consider what I want? So, however, back to my original thought, was in parenting you have to, because a kid can't really negotiate for themselves until they're teenagers, and then all bets are off. So, but anyway, I think that looking at a day in history gives one the perspective not only on one's life, but on one's country, one's goals, the world. For example, in 1837, Canada gave African-Canadian men the right to vote. Didn't happen here for, what, another 30 years almost. All right, so Canada was well ahead of us. Slavery was abolished in Venezuela in 1854. Took us another decade. So, I mean, I do think that it's a worthwhile thing, which doesn't, and again, hopefully no one's out there questioning my patriotism, because that's not the issue. The issue is that sometimes we need a wake-up call to say, not only that we're a good and moral country, because I think we certainly try to be most of the time, but second of all, the rest of the world is as well. That there are very few immoral countries. They just may have a different set of rules than we have. But also that we can learn, we could always do better than we're doing. And always do better than we've done. 1896, A.S. Popov made the first radio signal transmission in history. Do you know that? Everybody thinks of Marconi, but actually not. In 1934, the Congress passed the Tidings-McDuffie Act, allowing the Philippines to become self-governing commonwealth. And Elvis Presley, the king, was drafted into the U.S. Army in 1958 on this day. Oh, no. And 1973, Kenyan Kip Keno defeats Jim Ryan at the first ever professional track meet in L.A. And I think Kenya's basically been beating the rest of the world ever since then, haven't they? Aren't they the world's best runners?
I think so, pretty much. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And quite often, they run barefoot, which is pretty interesting. All righty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. It turns out that Chicago police are fighting to keep cell phone trackers secret. Well, I mean, anybody who watches a movie knows that they can track us with our cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all know that? That you have to take out the battery? You can't just turn it off, you have to take out the battery. I didn't learn that from school. I learned that from television or movie. Probably more from movies, right?
Yeah.
And this is California's about to run out of water. They have this story about every 6 or 7 years. When I moved to California, someone said to me, "You cannot understand the politics of California until you can understand the politics of water." Which is, remember the movie Chinatown? That's what that was about as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because and Northern California, and you know, one has the water and one doesn't. And then they send a huge amount of it to Arizona for the golf courses. What can I tell you? SeaWorld is unveiling a new ad campaign to deflect animal rights criticism. Yeah. I mean, I used to really, really, really like aquarium. Zoos, I've never been crazy about, because I always felt like those were really small cages. But my daughter, who's a marine biologist, said, "Mom, if a cage is small for a tiger, think of how confining a pool is for a dolphin, which we used to have in the whole ocean." So now I'm not crazy about aquarium anymore either. What can I tell you? UVA fraternity is exploring legal options to address extensive damage caused by Rolling Stone. Remember the story about the UVA fraternity?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, fellas. You have to prove that this stuff was not what was really going on. Good luck about that. Mm-hmm. Okay. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. If there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, give me a holler, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9, or slowly, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. 877-375-3769. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Manny, do you remember exactly why we put up the question about scary animals?
I feel like I should remember because we just posted it like last week, just not even a whole week ago.
I'm trying to. We weren't talking about bears.
Nope. It had something to do with. I think it was like a news story about animals or something, I think. But I'm just kind of guessing.
No, I'm trying to remember. Were we thinking about men being dangerous to each other? I don't know. We'll figure it out. I can probably go back over some of that. Or maybe our listeners can remind us. That would be pretty embarrassing.
Well, the question we posted was, what is the scariest animal? And then parentheses we put, other than man.
Yeah, well, because I figured that everybody would say the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
All
right, so interesting enough, what would you view as the scariest animal?
Probably some kind of wild cat, I think, like a cougar or a tiger or a lion or something. There was a story, I think it was yesterday actually, that of a mountain lion was seen walking across a freeway in California. I mean, if I saw that, if I'm on the road, if I'm on the freeway and I saw something like that, I would be, first of all, I'd be worried about hitting it, first and foremost.
Yeah.
And then secondly, you know, who knows what a mountain lion is like physically capable of doing, even to a vehicle, you know? So.
Well, that's it. And part of it, I'm trying to remember something. We're talking about horses. We're talking about animals that weigh 2 tons. That's it's coming back to me, and I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. And it's not an animal that you would ordinarily think of as being that heavy.
Right.
Like, people are always are killed every year because they run into a moose, and the moose always wins. And those are big, solid animals.
Yeah. Well, and I saw a video. I actually watched a video. Maybe this was it. I watched a video last week of a couple people. They were snowmobiling, and one of them had like a camera on their snowmobile. And they were basically, I don't know if this was intentional or unintentional, but a moose was running through this trail, and they were basically following and essentially chasing the moose. And the moose stopped, turned around at them, and
charged.
Started to charge. And, I mean, that's not an animal you want to mess with.
Well, and bears, we know that grizzly bears, I think pound for pound, are kind of the most dangerous.
Yeah.
My daughter, again, as a marine biologist, had an interesting take, because we tend to think of sharks as pretty dangerous animals. And my daughter's take on it is sharks are kind of dumb and kind of lazy, and they just kind of lie around. That actually, dolphins, interestingly enough, she says, are much more dangerous.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That they're jokers, but they are maybe. And I remember the stuff where we were talking about Antarctica. I don't know. I mean, that animals tossing each other around and playing with one another, like whales will do that with baby seals.
See, I always thought of dolphins being very playful.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
You know, but yeah.
Well, and there really was a project that was, I think, was run covertly out of, I think it was actually SeaWorld, of training dolphins. I remember reading about this a couple times during World War II, to go and pick out propeller, to be able to recognize the signature of a of submarines. And they taught them, first of all, to realize, to recognize the signature, and then to follow them, and at some point to actually plant depth charges.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not apparently science fiction. Apparently it was actually true.
Wow.
Which, I think that's an example of a dangerous man, because dolphins wouldn't do it on their own. And whales, which we think of as being... my favorite horrifying whale story is that... Have you ever been on a whale watch?
No, never.
I highly recommend it to everybody, because I've done a couple of them. And it's very clear that even now, with modern technology, including sonar and radar and planes that can spot and all sorts of fancy stuff, and the speed of modern vessels, that you can only find a whale if they want to be found. That basically, that it's not, which means that all those horrible stories about Moby Dick and stuff like that, that those whales were coming alongside human vessels to kind of play, and they were curious, and then they got slaughtered. Because it's very clear, if you ever go on a whale watch, that they are only found when they want to be found. And they'll entertain you for a while, and then they'll go someplace else, and you can't find them. And a whale going underneath your boat, your vessel, is a truly earth-shaking event. Because what you realize in that moment is they are in charge. If they decide that they want to upend that boat, they can upend that boat.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, so let's hear what people think are dangerous animals other than each other, which I think we all agree we're the most dangerous.
We'll start with Bruce. Bruce says, would not wish to encounter a grizzly bear. Lewis and Clark and crew were tough hombres, but they came to have a healthy respect for the grizzly.
Well, in getting between a grizzly bear, growing up in Colorado, I sort of saw them. And basically, most animals will leave you alone. I mean, they're truly more afraid of you. And it's one of the things that you learn if you're going to be wandering around by yourself in a forest, for example, that you make a lot of noise. That because you don't want to surprise an animal, because surprised animals are like anything else in surprise, is you really can't count on them to behave. I mean, that you don't want to come up on an animal, and especially you don't want to get between a grizzly bear and the babies, because that really is true, that they will really attack you. The other thing to do is be careful for women when they're having their periods, because every year there are now warning signs in the national parks that say, you know, if you're having your period, don't camp out in this area. So
yeah, and Bruce actually also, on a comment underneath the one he just he left, was he actually posted a picture of a sedated grizzly bear's paw. There's a picture of somebody holding the paw up of a sedated grizzly bear, and it is
humongous,
massive.
Yeah. Well, in these animals, we forget that they're really dense animals, so that they can weigh quite a lot of quite a lot. Horses, I think, was that one that we were talking about, a horse or something that fell on somebody? Horses can weigh serious tonnage. So the idea being that we tend to anthropomorphize animals. We tend to think of them like we think of dolphins as playful, and birds as cheerful, and panda bears as cute. Which is a problem on a bunch of levels. One of the levels is it's not really giving the appropriate respect to the animal. That animals are not humans, and humans may be animals, but animals are not humans. And also that we tend to offset some of the danger. Victoria, welcome. I'll put you on as soon as we come back, and we'll see what's on your mind. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Victoria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I just called to tell you my grizzly bear experience.
Okay.
My best friend and I were in Montana roaming these mountain roads just looking for wildlife, and we split a grizzly mama and her two babies. She went one side of the road. He went the other. Or the two cubs went the other, and we immediately got a flat tire.
Yeah.
And I told my friend Mike, I'm not getting out of the car. And he goes,
no.
Oh, yes, you are. You're going to be my watchman. It was like the Indy 500 pit crew, man. You never saw someone change a tire so quick in your life, and off we went. But anyway, just wanted to share that with you and your...
That's a truly terrifying story.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see that you had Mike's back, not...
Yeah,
did that relationship survive?
It is like almost a 45-year friendship.
Well, there you go. Well, good.
Anyway, thanks, Dr. Joy. Have a good day.
Thank you, Victoria. Yeah, I mean, I used to go camping a lot when I was a kid in Colorado. And mostly, there are some grizzly bears, but they're mostly black bears. And I would just end up, in the middle of the night, there'd be a bear, and I would just end up in the other end of my sleeping bag. I'd be still fast asleep, but I was awake enough to realize there was a danger, I guess. And I would just be at the other end of my sleeping bag. So it's really true about being between a mama and the babies. You just don't do that. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some other truly scary stories. This is kind of fun. It'll make us feel warm and safe that we don't have to kill our own food today.
Well, this is from, I wonder if it's a different Victoria. It might just be from the one we just heard from on the phone.
Right.
But this Victoria says, I would say the ones who don't nurture their young, like snakes and that sort of thing, they aren't so much scary to be around, although I didn't appreciate getting bitten by that huge python. It's just scary to think that that's all the life they were given. Insects, many reptiles, lobsters, etc., will never experience love or happiness like even my cat can. That's scary and sad.
Well, but again, that's very anthropomorphic, you know, that we take what our emotions are, what our wishes are, what our intentions, what our goals, and we place them on animals that, I mean, who's to say that you know, that a lobster isn't happy? Who knows? Or to a certain extent, I mean, again, it's hard to live, and we become more anthropomorphic, I think, rather than less. That forebears sort of looked at animals as having their own spirit and having their own reason to be. And there's the great joke about, which is, I think is both a joke and a cautionary tale about. The great flood comes and the scorpion is about to drown, and there's a pig that comes by, and the scorpion says, please, you know, take me, let me get on your back, and so I don't drown. And the pig says, no, you know, you'll sting me and I'll die. And the scorpion says, no, I won't. So finally gets convinced, and so the scorpion gets on the pig's back, and he's about halfway across the flood, or across the river, and of course the scorpion stings him, and they both die. And just before he dies, the pig says, what happened here? He said, look, I'm a scorpion, what do you expect? So, you know, that I think it's one thing to have the respect for the animal and or the reptile or whatever it is within their own context. I think what we do and get where we get in trouble is when we sort of attribute human characteristics to things that are not human. For example, you know, a penguin has a brain the size of a pea. I mean, so to say that they there's the penguin, what is it, the March of the Penguins or something? Morgan Freeman does that, the voiceover, and he talks about unimaginable sadness. And I'm thinking, this animal has a brain the size of a pea. How do we know what sadness would even feel like, or if it even exists, or it's a concept that makes any sense? I mean, so that kind of thing really, I do think we need to have respect for animals within their own context.
David... David,
you're getting a kick out of David, I can tell.
David says, woman, without question.
Oh, come on. When I said human being, I said man. Did I say man? It has to be man or woman. Come on, David. Not okay. Yeah, don't encourage him. You're encouraging him.
I'm not.
You're giving him kind of a low five. No. We're not going to encourage him.
I'm
then.
Not
right.
gonna, I grew up with two women. I know better.
Good.
Marie says a raccoon or a possum. She says it could have rabies. Found in attics sometimes. Read in the newspaper recently that a young father was bit by a raccoon and he died from rabies. Very sad.
Yeah, rabies is still an ongoing issue. I actually got in an argument with somebody when we were both right, which is one of those kind of, thank goodness for Google, about whether or not birds could carry rabies. And in theory, they cannot, because rabies are I think warm-blooded animals and birds are not. And I think it's the rabies are from is mammals, but they can be a vector, so they can be they can sort of carry rabies rather than because and there are a couple cases, I guess, of seagulls who had rabies or something.
So they carry it, but they're not necessarily like physically affected by them.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, because that was one of the questions, and it's kind of an interesting kind of concept. Rabies is a very nasty disease, and the treatment for it is awful as well. So. And it's fairly prevalent in wild animals, especially in, like, New Mexico and things of that sort. You have to be really careful.
Carol says, a bat. Those things creep me out before warm weather screens are all in place on all of my windows and doors.
Yeah, bats, I mean, they're really, they sort of gotten a bad rep, you know, that. But they're actually not as horrible an animal as we tend to think. But they, if they get in your hair, they're just... And they're, let's not talk about it. It creeps me out, too. And I realize that that's absolutely what I was just saying we shouldn't do, which is anthropomorphize them, because in and of themselves, they're basically relatively harmless animals. But they are kind of creepy. I know. Look, I don't like snakes either. Well, but it's not because they don't take care of their young. It's because they're snakes.
How much of the whole... bats kind of being associated with vampires, per se.
Yeah. Well, it turns out vampire... What do I know about vampire bats? There's something that they're somewhat of a misnomer. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember. The thing about bats is that they have really good... They have incredibly good sonar, radar.
Right.
No, I guess it's sonar, not radar, because they hear rather than see. They are nocturnal. They hang out in caves. But I think you're right, part of it. But I'm turning over what I know about vampire bats. Let's see if I can Google vampire bats and see if there's anything valuable I can figure out here. But there's some basically mistaken notion about it. Let's see what it says, vampire bats. Vampire bats are bats whose food source is blood, a dietary trait called hemography. Hemophagy. Three bat species feed solely on blood. This is kind of scary stuff. We were better off not knowing, huh? The common vampire bat, the hairy-legged vampire bat, my personal favorite, and the white-winged vampire bat. They're native to the New World, ranging from Mexico to Brazil, Chile, and Argentina. And they have a picture of them here, which looks pretty darn awful. Due to differences among the three species, each has been placed within a different genus, each consisting of one species, which I didn't think you could do. In the older literature, these three genera were placed within a family of their own. The three known species all seem more similar to one another than other species, suggest that evolved only once and the three species share a common ancestor. Unlike fruit-eating bats, gotta love them, the vampire bat has a short conical muzzle. It also lacks a nose leaf, instead of having naked pads with U-shaped grooves at the tip. This may be more than we need to know. It has a special thermoreceptor on its nose, which aid the animal in locating areas where the blood flow close to the skin of its prey. A nucleus has been found in the brain of vampire bats that has a similar position and similar histology to the infrared receptor of infrared sensing snakes. Oh, good. A vampire bat generally has small ears and a short tail. Its front teeth are specialized for cutting, and the back teeth are much smaller than in other bats. The inferior colliculus, the part of the bat's brain that processes sound, is well adapted to detecting the regular breathing sounds of sleeping animals that serve its main food source. While other bats have almost lost the ability to maneuver on land, vampire bats can also run by using, oh dear, a unique bounding gait. This is something out of your nightmare, which the forelimbs instead of the hind limbs are recruited for force production, as the wings are much more powerful than the legs. The ability to run seems to have evolved independently within the bat lineage. They use infrared radiation to locate blood hot spots on their prey. Ugh. Well, I know. So they're truly kind of scary. All right, so let's not hear any more about bats. I don't want to answer. Pardon me, let's move on to other animals. 855-99-DR-JOY. Woo, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You lose.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We do not have bats and our barrel free. Honest, we don't. So, we're talking about the scariest animals other than human beings, and saying women is not okay. You're not allowed to do that. All right, there we go. All right, so what else you got?
We'll go on to Erica. Erica says, a mountain lion or a great white shark. And she says, yeah, I'm from California, and those are our killers.
Yeah, sharks, not so much, believe it or not. But I actually knew somebody who supposedly wrestled a mountain lion. I don't know if he actually did or not, but he says he did. So.
This next one is from Jerry, and she says a hyena. And I've never actually seen a hyena in person. But.
Hyenas are really interesting in that they have both male and female genitalia, so they study them a lot. But I don't know why they would be dangerous, but apparently, I guess. You know what? One of the things that's really dangerous is wild boars. Not javelina. Javelina, I think, are not as dangerous because I think, I don't know why they're not. But I've been near javelina. You stay away from wild boars.
All right.
You just don't do that. Because they have tusks. I guess javelinas do, too.
Okay.
Javelinas are also spelled with J's, which are always terrifying. Sorry, go ahead.
Barbara says rats, they can crawl up your leg, carry diseases.
Ooh.
And God forbid they bite you. I can barely even type this. Yuck.
Well, we're really scaring the daylights out of each other today, aren't we? This should be a Friday. Oh, speaking of which, well, I guess I'll review it for you tomorrow. I saw Nevermore last night, the Edgar Allan Poe musical, which is actually, this is getting to be a new kind of thing. I guess it's not new because Hair and Godspell and Jesus Christ Superstar were all rock operas. But Hamilton is a rap opera. And Nevermore, but where they're John and Jen is an opera essentially. And that when I say opera, I'm not talking about the fat lady singing necessarily. I'm talking about, and we're not talking Wagner. We're just talking that rather than spoken words, everything is sung and dance. And this Nevermore is terrific, which I'll review for you tomorrow. But it certainly has to do with similar kinds of stuff, bats in your belfry and stuff like that. Okay, keep going.
Susan says snakes, any kind.
Yeah, they're apparently not terribly dangerous, but I feel the same way about them. I worked on an archaeology dig along the banks of the Snake River, and the entire summer I kept hoping that it was called the Snake River because it meandered, and of course it wasn't. And my great sort of wilderness skill by the end of the summer is I didn't scream as much, but... snakes, and I know that most of them they're not scaly and they basically are not going to hurt you under most circumstances. But I'm not a snake person either.
I would agree with that.
Things that move quickly, and you remember in I, Claudius? You probably don't. I, Claudius was a series with Derek Jacobi. I can't believe I can remember that on PBS. And the opening was the snake slithering over a mosaic tile. And I loved the series and couldn't watch the opening. Just could not do it. It was pretty awful. There we go. All right.
Jeanette says, living in Florida, alligators. I sure would hate for one to get behind me.
Yeah, and apparently they can move pretty quickly on land as well as in the water.
Sue Ellen says, sharks, just looking at those teeth, I don't go into the ocean anymore.
Well, that's too bad, because most sharks, you have to go out pretty far, and there has to be the season and stuff like that, I don't know. Go ahead.
Pamela says, tigers, I was living in an apartment next to a motel when I had my first son. The motel allowed this person to bring their pet tiger in their room with them.
Are you kidding?
But forgot to tell us neighbors that there was a tiger in the area. Lo and behold...
Oh, my goodness!
Lo and behold, one day I was bringing my new son, 6 months old, outside for his first time feeling grass on his feet because the weather just turned out to be nice enough to. When I turned the corner, there was this Siberian tiger staring at me. I ran.
And the baby. Yeah. Yum. And snack. Hors d'oeuvre.
I ran like I've never ran before. Scariest thing I've ever seen. Just so you know, I live in southern Ontario, and there shouldn't be a tiger in my backyard.
I agree with that.
This was 23 years ago, and I can still see it today.
That's a really scary story.
Yeah.
Because they can move really fast, and geez, Louise.
Wow.
Okay, well, we agree. I think that may be the winning horrible story, don't you think?
Yeah, at this point.
A six-month-old baby and a tiger?
Yeah. Sharon says, do spiders count?
Why not? Why not? I mean, look, I'm easy. We got bats, snakes, sharks. This is certainly, this is the program, yeah, this should have a PG-13 rating on it today, I think. It's not about sex, it's just about scary stuff. Jeez.
Should we like start warning listeners before the starts?
This do not let your child watch this alone.
Betsy says, cougars, they quietly stalk and then pounce from behind. They are deadly.
Don't disagree with that. Cougars are, and name. Do you know what the name of a mountain cougar is? A mountain lion? It's a puma.
Puma, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Kind of like that.
Last one here. Tracy says, there's lots of scary animals. Whether I have to encounter them definitely factors into how scary I consider them. Around where we live, it's rattlesnakes and cougars. That's the why is because they can...
Sounds like a legal firm, right? Rattlesnake, cougar, and wolf.
She says, it's because they can severely injure me, my kids, or my animals.
Yeah. Well, and coyotes. Nobody even mentioned coyotes, which will come and... somebody was talking... Oh, I know. We were talking about the eagles picking up the goat. I don't think that isn't where it came from, but that's what we were talking about yesterday, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
I could just see the eagle swooping and said, okay, look, there's the goat. And the other eagle saying, I got a hernia. You're on your own for this one. I'm not doing this. You didn't know I spoke eagle, huh? No, I got, my back's out. You know, you're on your own with this one. Did you know birds have hollow bones?
Really?
Yeah, that's how I learned that, actually, believe it or not, in France, because I was there. I worked there for a summer, an archaeology dig, and we ate in town. Obviously, it was a very small town, and we could tell the difference between chicken and pigeon and rabbit,
mm-hmm.
because by looking at the bones. The birds have, they're not completely hollow, they're spongy though, because they have to be able to fly.
Right.
And so they have this lattice work that's very strong but very light.
Hmm.
Speaking of which, I looked at, the Tesla over the weekend. And who is it? I think BMW has a brand new Gullwing car. That is a gorgeous car. It's $150,000 before you even blink, and apparently they're very hard to get.
Wow.
But that's what I want for Christmas, in case anybody cares. Or chocolate. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit hbextract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.